Anchorage Municipal Attorney Bill Falsey got a quick lesson in labor and delivery this week. He and his wife, Alaska Dispatch News reporter Jeanette Lee Falsey, expected to have their baby in the hospital. Falsey says Jeanette woke up at about 3 in the morning on December 29th with contractions that were far apart. By 6 a.m., the couple had called Bill's mom to come to the house and were getting ready to go to the hospital. Then Jeanette's water broke and the contractions quickly became more urgent.
10 minutes apart, 9 minutes apart, 8, 8, 8, 5, 3, 2, crowning, ears, face, head, baby. And from water breaking to delivery was probably tops 10 minutes.
James was born on the bathroom floor. Falsey says he didn't have time to consult Google for tips on delivering a baby at home.
There wasn't a lot of thinking that went on from my perspective. We just laid Jeanette down, grabbed some towels. My mom walked in with the 911 call, and we were off to the races.
Falsey says James' delivery was a big contrast to the couple's first child, Stella, who took her time coming into the world. Falsey says Jeanette was calm through the whole ordeal.
We finished, and she started laughing.
Really?
Yeah. I think there was a relief component, and there was a did that really just happen component.
A paramedic and firefighters from Fire Station 7 arrived a few minutes after baby James was born. They cut the cord, made sure the baby was doing well, and took Jeanette, Bill, and the baby to Providence Hospital. James weighed in at 7 pounds, 7 ounces.